I've got chills all the way down into my plums.
Jeez, you sound weird today. And
I
so
know.
Do I.
Is like, that microphone is, a little staticky?
What the hell is going on today?
What happened to the microphones over the weekend?
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to move.
I don't know what the heck that is. Now, I think I'm starting to sound a little bit better on microphone here. You start talking into yours today as we try to figure this thing out on the fly. Welcome
yeah, I don't
in,
know.
Huh?
Is it still, it sounds like I'm like.
Kind of it sounds like you're in like a tin can or something okay. like that. I don't know. What does it sound like to you?
I don't know. It definitely sounds bad.
Yeah, it sounds terrible. Yeah,
not good.
Mine sounds terrible as well. So I don't know what functions.
This might get weird. I'm going to move.
All right. You go move and we'll get this thing started today because, boy, it is a great day to wake up this morning in Kansas City and be ready to kind of conquer what's going to come at you over the next couple of days. It's going to come fast. It's going to come furious. And boy, oh boy, are we in for one hell of a ride. Dusty, you got that mic working over there today? Doesn't sound like that mic. Oh, wait.
Did it sound good?
No, it does not sound good
sounds
at all.
Sounds bad, too.
Yeah, sounds bad as well.
So
yeah.
I should hop to another one?
Yeah, try another one, man. They're all kind of sounding really bad today. So I guess we'll just kind of motor the boat through this thing and try to figure out what's going to work and what's not going to work today as we...
Still sound bad?
You're not on the microphone. No, you know, got to turn that thing on.
Oh, no, that's on all the way.
Oh, that's on all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Okay, great. What about these two over here? I was told we were getting new microphones, you know, in the studio, so I don't know what the case may be and what's going on with that, but I hear a tapping.
So this one's better?
A little bit better.
We sound all right over here?
Yeah.
You want to do the show like this? All right, let's do this. Welcome to the round table.
You're still a little over-modulated, though, and I'm a little under-modulated. Like, it doesn't feel like the right microphones are on for
okay.
what we were trying to accomplish
right,
today,
yes.
right? Like, it feels like I'm talking on that microphone versus this microphone. So bear with us today. Spectre was in here messing with things. We can blame him for the reason why. Like, Dusty sounds totally loud and over-modulated and whatnot. But anyway, let's delve into to what's going on. Because we got a lot going on today, Dusty. And as you said to me before the show, like, this is your last day of rest for the week.
Pretty
you know,
much.
Right? Like,
yeah,
tomorrow we got playoff baseball beginning at 3 o'clock. And
yep.
then Wednesday we've got playoff baseball around 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, depending on what happens Monday and Tuesday, we'll have 3 o'clock baseball again or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then we roll into the weekend with the Chiefs getting ready for a Monday night game against the New Orleans Saints. And so there's a lot going on over these next couple of days and a lot of fun, man. Like, if you're not waking up this morning pinching yourself going, where the hell am I, as we just listened to that wild card game finish up and how great that was, right? How fun that was to kind of listen back, you know, the big hit and Cologne scores, and we both looked at each other and go, 10 years later, brother, we
yeah.
still have goosebumps
oh,
over
I
that wild
it.
Card game. Like, you could just feel the emotion come out of your skin
yeah.
as Cologne was getting ready to score. It was quite a night out at Kauffman Stadium that night, and we're getting ready to start this thing again, and I couldn't be more excited at playoff baseball back in Kansas City because there's nothing better
mm-hmm.
in sports, in my opinion, than playoff baseball.
Yeah, there's a fully loaded show today. We have memories from those actual moments in that game from Royals members around that team during that year. I think we got, Ned?
Yeah.
We've got Ryan Lefevre, obviously. You just heard call that amazing call.
Mm-hmm.
Pedro Grifol will be part of this program as well. And Gene Watson
right.
As well will be a part of this. And, you know, all of this gets to be parlayed
Watson. Yes!
After, what, the ugliest win in Chiefs franchise.
Maybe
in the last
it's been a while.
Years.
Yeah.
So, you know, bear with us as we're trying to do our best in this morning with this situation we've been thrown into.
Right.
But you know, when you lose a receiver, you lose a microphone. It's next mic up.
Next mic up.
So my microphone is on the IR currently, but
yeah.
you know, here we go. But no, I think you're right. I think what I told you is what I was driving and thinking about. I was like, you know what? Today's kind of the last, you know, sports day where you don't have to worry about emotions. You don't
mm-hmm.
have to worry about, you know, you're coming off a win against a division opponent on the road. You're 4-0. Buffalo came back down to earth last night.
Oh, God. They finally played a good team and got shellacked, didn't they?
If that's the Ravens team moving forward, I'm glad we played them when we did.
Yes, sir, Bob.
Tiebreaker over them. Buffalo is now one loss behind you. The one seat is in your grasp after the first kind of first quarter
kind
of
the first
season.
Quarter. Yeah, we'll go with it.
So, you know, it's a big day for the Chiefs. We'll dive into what it means. Obviously, you watched the game. Everybody else watched the game. We all saw the Rashee Rice information. We'll,
mm-hmm.
we'll await the actual confirmation. But when Andy Reid is as verbal as he was, and I know that he's not a huge fan of those, you know, at the end of the quarter interviews
right.
or into the half. And when he tells Tracy Wolfson, yeah, it's not good.
Right.
It's like, okay, you know, normally Andy Reid will give you right away like, hey, here's the deal. We're going to evaluate him. We're going to hope he's all right. And then, you know, we'll get more information when it's needed. When he's raw and straight to the point, that's all the information I need to know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When my dad texts me, he's like, what's the deal about Rice? Is it as bad as we think? I was like, I would assume for the worst.
Yeah, you got to assume for the worst. And I heard from somebody in the organization late last night who just said, we're just devastated for the kid. Like, yeah. just absolutely devastated for him because he was on this trajectory, as we talked about all year long, how great he was going to be, and he was living up to all of the billing. And now, because of an interception by Mahomes, and then Mahomes takes him out, you know, like, the friendly fire thing is the one that really bothers
Brutal.
You know? That's the part that really bothers you on all of this, that it ended up being, you know, the friendly fire from Patrick Mahomes that essentially ended his season and, you know, took out the best wide receiver. And so now they're going to have to find a way to adjust. And you know what? This team has always found ways to adjust. And I'd rather have something catastrophic, if you even want to call it that, happen at this point of the season than what if you're going rolling into December, right? And your game plan's in place. Now they have a couple of months to figure it out before the real stuff begins. Hopefully Hollywood Brown speeds up his recovery and his return. And you know, the Chiefs may really truly have to look around and decide if they're going to go out on the trade market and see if they can acquire somebody to kind of fill in, because as we saw yesterday, Sky Moore is not that answer anymore, right? Like, he's a guy that probably is not going to get.
Yeah.
I mean,
when
ever.
Did it start?
When they drafted him, I guess, you know, they thought he'd be something, but I mean, that ball's thrown right to your hands yesterday. You got to find a way to catch that. But we did see Xavier Worthy again yesterday. I mean, that guy's just phenomenal. Not just the touchdown pass, but the game clinching catch that he had yesterday was wild. Travis Kelce, Todd McShay, thank you. Hope you're doing okay this morning, because Travis Kelce came and he played big yesterday when this team needed him. Kareem Hunt was outstanding yesterday when this team needed him, and they gutted out a win. And you know, that's what this is about. If anybody can figure out this crap right now with Rashee Rice down, it's going to be Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Matt Nagy, and the rest of this team. And so, you know, it is a devastating injury. His knee was in a brace when he was carted to the bus yesterday, from what I was told. So it's not going to be good news. I don't think they're planning on having Rashee Rice back until sometime in 2025. And that's the way, as fans, you know, we've got to approach it, Dusty. We can't sit here and go, oh, if we had Rashee Rice, we don't have Rashee Rice anymore. The good news is we're getting Clyde Edwards-Helaire back this week, so that's a potential, you know, weapon you can add into your offense, and things are just going to look different, and we're going to be relying on this unbelievable defense, I think, a lot more than fans wanted to this year. This is a defensive first team now, and as long as this defense continues to play like it is, the offense doesn't have to go out there and score 35 points a game, and that's a good thing, and that's a great thing, actually, because this defense is playing phenomenal right now. Yesterday, tip your cap to Spags. I mean, that defensive effort yesterday, they gave him a touchdown on the first drive, and that was it, folks. That was all they gave up yesterday. They were phenomenal. They keep playing like this, and the offense is just going to have to find a way to score 20, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, the defense in that game reminded me a lot of the defense in that Miami game last year in Germany, where they had a scoop and score, and they scored, and I was kind of, you know, advocating for that. This was going to be one of those games where it's like, you know, Spags, you have to look at Andy and be like, you know, take this one off. You had a pretty big blow to start your game, and I know that resets your entire offensive strategy moving forward, and that's exactly what this defense did, man. Like, the first drive, like always, they bend, they gave up the touchdown, and then it was 3 points after that, and then they never saw it again, and we saw how frustrating this defense was causing headaches for Justin Herbert, who threw his helmet against the bench. That's now the second quarterback in 4 weeks that you've never really seen. And that's what I kind of took away from the defense yesterday, is there's a lot to dive into this game as we begin this show here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, is that, you know, last year there was a lot of frustration shown from Patrick Mahomes, and it was because of the drop passes, and it was because of the, you know, the miscommunication on offense, and eventually it broke Patrick Mahomes. No doubt about it. I think if you asked him that question, you know, did you get broken last year? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You know, the Buffalo game really hurt when we got that call, that play turned back because of an offsides call. But, you know, you've now seen this defense, you know, lose some key players. Right? Willie Gay, maybe not the biggest, but we've seen that kind of hurt in the tight end game.
I saw his name pop on the bottom line yesterday. I'm like, I'd like to have him back. You know?
You'll see him this week. You'll see him a week from tonight.
That's right, yeah.
And then the other thing, too, is that, like, you're seeing Joe Burrow, who's always been Joe Cool, lose his temperature. And then yesterday, he had his little temperature tantrum on the sideline, too, looking at his tab after he threw an interception. And then Justin Herbert yesterday, right? Threw his helmet against the bench. I've never seen Herbert act like that.
I never saw any emotion out of Justin Herbert ever.
Ever. And that was... that was a game where I think truly in my mind, I don't think the conversation happened realistically, but that's one of those games where, like, Andy kind of gave Spags that look and just was like, hey, I need you. You know, that to give it a Royals comparison that we'll do all week and all day is that this is one of those games where Spagnuolo was Seth Lugo or Cole Reagans and said, hey, I know I'm not going to get a whole lot of offense, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to pitch eight innings. I'm going to give up one run and I'm going to strike out nine. Just don't, you know,
just don't break.
Don't fumble the ball in offense. Don't turn the ball over. Have methodical drives. I'll take care of the rest. And that's what happened yesterday. This defense was needed. It was a major part in this win. And I think throughout the year, you're going to have those moments where it's going to be like, hey, we need Spags to draw something up, because as soon as he figured out that they were going to have Rashee Rice and this offense would be a little bit different, it was that deep play to Worthy. And then it was like, all right, pin him back, get this injured quarterback rolling around and stop the run. And they eventually stopped the run.
They did. They did a really nice job yesterday. Chris Jones was unbelievably awesome in that game yesterday. Two sacks, two tackles for loss. I mean, this guy was absolutely earning his money out there yesterday. I thought Chris Jones was phenomenal in that performance yesterday. But from my standpoint, is this is now a defensive first team, and it's no longer should be a surprise, I think, to people when this defense goes out there and plays well. 25 straight games holding opponents to 28 points or less. And in this day and age in the National Football League, as we like to talk about, that is a remarkable feat. They're going out there and they're stymieing the opposition, and so they're going to have to play big again, and you're going to have to get contributions from, you know, Xavier Worthy a lot sooner than you thought. The Kareem Hunt addition is probably going to go down as one of those where we look back and go, where would we have been without Kareem Hunt? Because what happens if you don't have Kareem Hunt in that game yesterday and Carson Steele fumbles again early on? Is Samaje Perine the answer to all of your questions? I don't know that he is,
right,
you know, in that situation yesterday. So Kareem Hunt came in and he ran hard. He ran good in great situations. I thought it was a nice addition for the Chiefs yesterday to have Kareem Hunt. But the good news is you've got only four games now in the books, and you've got a lot of football left, and you've got a way to kind of hopefully evolve this offense, and they'll figure it out, because they did last year, right? When they didn't have wide receivers to count on last year, they found a way. They figured it out. It's what this team does, and having this head coach and having this quarterback and having the offensive staff that they do, I feel like they're going to get it figured out. Am I devastated? I don't know that I'm devastated. I don't like the loss, obviously, of Rashee Rice, because I thought he was going to be a phenomenal player. But by no means am I saying this team can't contend and win a Super Bowl now because they lost Rashee Rice. They didn't have many wide receivers at all last year, and they still found a way to win a Super Bowl. And so this organization knows how to adjust better than anybody else. They know how to pivot. They know how to change gears. And, you know, going back to last year, looking at last year now, that may be a big impact on what they do going forward this year. And now you know you can win games dinking and dunking it down the field.
You should really like your Andy Reid Coach of the Year favorite bet.
Because, I know, right?
I'll tell you this much, man. You lose your starting running back for the majority of the season. You lose your two starting wide receivers for the majority of the season. You are still 4-0.
4-0.
You control the narrative in the AFC. You control the narrative in the AFC West. I don't understand how you can't give somebody like that the Coach of the Year honor.
Because Ruud Cannellis played well yesterday against the Bengals, I guess.
Enough.
But you've got a win against Baltimore, a win against Cincinnati, a win against Atlanta, and now a win against your biggest division rival, and you're 4-0. You haven't beaten teams like Buffalo's beaten in Miami and New England and turd birds like that. You've gone out there and so far have beaten the best competition of anybody in the NFL, and you're sitting at 4-0. It's wild, man. It is wild.
Right.